Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, the Atlanta Braves punched their ticket to the LCS, taking on the LA Dodgers. First time in a long time for the Bravos to get that far. Our good friend Andy Bunker, 92.9 The Game, co-host of Andy and Randy Sports Radio in Atlanta, joins us now. Bunk, first off, before we talk Braves, congratulations, man, on the having a kid.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sitting in the car with her right now, so if she starts to cry at any point, you've been warned.
Yeah, that's okay. We had Yogi Roth on about a week ago, and he had the same situation pop up, so we're used to it by now.
All right, good.
What did you think of Atlanta, man? Four of their five games, they've held the shutouts. I'm a Braves fan, long time because of Turner, but their starting pitching has not been good all year. They've relied on that bullpen, which has been pretty good. How stunned are you by what they've gotten from their starters thus far?
Yeah, it's shocking. And anybody who says anything different is lying to you. They had the worst starting rotation ERA in playoff history. No team had ever made the playoffs with a starting rotation ERA as bad as the Braves did. And then they go four out of five games with shutouts, which hasn't happened in a century. So it doesn't make any sense. It's awesome. Don't get me wrong. And you know, it's exciting. And Ian Anderson and Kyle Wright are guys that have been highly thought of prospects in the system for a while, but nobody saw this coming. Nobody thought this was going to happen. Anybody here close to the team would tell you that the Braves were going to go as far as their offense was going to take them. And,
right. You
know, the first game they played, they went 13 innings without scoring any runs. So it was shocking. And I still can't believe they did it.
It just took them a while to find their stride, man. 13 innings and now they're dialed in. How do you balance the appreciation for what they've done pitching and offensively, because the offense did get going in that series against Miami, with the other side of it of saying, man, they beat a Reds team that had the worst batting average in like the history of baseball, it felt like, this year, and a Marlins team that nobody expected to be here. They play with a bunch of guys that nobody's ever heard of, and having an easier path to the NLCS. How do you balance the credit with also saying that they benefited from a weaker schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. they played a Reds team that's not great, and you know, a Marlins team that is definitely ahead of schedule. So I don't know. I mean, I can't argue that point. We'll find out how good they are, because the Dodgers, everybody expected to be in the NLCS, because it seems like they are every single year. So,
Yeah. You
know, if it was an easier path to get there, fine, because you met the team that everyone expected to be there. And that's the way that it goes. I mean, you know, you don't get to pick who you play. So they shut them out four out of five games. You know, it's not like they squeaked by these guys,
right,
but
right.
No, it's true. It wasn't the most
difficult path to get there, but they're there.
Yeah. Andy Bunker, 92.9, The Game in Atlanta, co-host of Andy and Randy on Twitter at TBM929 as the Braves now get ready for the Dodgers on Monday in the LCS. Ronald Acuna, no stranger to being the center of attention with the back and forth he had with the Marlins. He's been plunked a million times over the last couple years, and he had a great Damian Lillard reference tweet as they eliminated the Marlins yesterday. Where do you think he falls on the hierarchy of most beloved Atlanta athletes right now?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, it's him and Julio. And, I mean, I guess Trae Young is maybe joining the conversation a little bit. You may notice I didn't say Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I noticed that.
some do, some don't. Like, I'm a Matt Ryan fan, but, you know, he's a guy that's polarizing. But, yeah, I mean, Acuna's up there. People love him. You know, 22 years old, hitting bombs. Chains flopping around, having a good time, bat flipping. He's awesome. The only way you could not love Ronald Acuna is if you pitch for the Marlins.
Yeah, that's very true because he's had so many home runs off him. I got to sneak in one Falcon question. If they lose to Carolina, please tell me Dan Quinn's getting fired.
I think so. But, but I also would have told you that if they got blown out on Monday Night Football, which they did, then Dan Quinn would have got fired. Or if they started 1-7 last year in a season where they were supposed to go to the playoffs, Dan Quinn would have got fired. Like, I don't know at this point what it would take, because a lot of stuff has happened already over the last year and a half, 2 years, that I would have thought would have meant that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the Panthers aren't good, so you got them at home. Not like the Falcons are in any place to say somebody's not good. But if you lose at home to them and you're 0-5, I would think that he would be fired, but I don't know.
Yeah. Bunker, I'll get you out of here on this one, man. Do you think that they can carry this momentum? The pitching staff, obviously, as we document in the regular season, struggle. Do you think that they can pull an upset? What is your prediction against the Dodgers?
I think it's going to be a great series. I do. I mean, as far as the pitching momentum, I mean, they're not going to do against the Dodgers what they did in the first two rounds. It's impossible. They're not going to have four shutouts in five games. If they do, then obviously they go to the World Series. But the Braves offense is amazing too. Like, don't get me wrong. I know the Dodgers have all those big names and hit a ton of home runs. The Braves have the second most home runs in the National League. So I expect it to be a much more offensive series than the last couple were for the Braves. And it really just depends on how hot Ronald Acuna and Freddie Freeman and some of the guys on the back end of that Braves lineup can get, because if the Dodgers have one thing that they're not great at, their bullpen is okay. The Braves' bullpen is phenomenal. And if it becomes a series that comes down to bullpens, I think the Braves can give them a run for it. I really do.
There we go. Good stuff from our good friend Andy Bunker, co-host of Andy and Randy at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Give him a follow on Twitter at TBM929. Bunker, thanks so much for hopping on, man. Doing a hit with the kid in the car. Welcome to the girl dad world. It's awesome. And we'll catch up soon.
She didn't cry. She understands the importance of live radio.
She already gets it. She's a star in the making. There we go.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All right, there we go. Andy Bunker in Atlanta. Now let's go. We got a big college football game this weekend. The 3-0 Miami Hurricanes with a new quarterback, De'Eriq King, who transferred from Houston. They're making waves right now in college football. Top 10 program in the country, going to Clemson, 4:30 kick on ABC. Joining us now is owner and editor of InsideTheU.com, 24/7 sports, covering the Miami Hurricanes, Chris Stock, and he joins us now. He's on Twitter at InsideTheU. Chris, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, man. How legit are the Miami Hurricanes? I've been seeing this from afar, but I don't know how to tell, because they've had some seasons where they start well and it doesn't end well. How legit do you think this team is?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on. It's great talking about this one. It's obviously a huge game, and that's what everybody wants to know. You know, I think a lot of times, yeah, like you said, Miami gets this hype, this energy. Everybody, you know, is a little curious. Is Miami back? You know, they use that term. I think the big difference with this year's team is it starts with the quarterback, with De'Eriq King. You mentioned him there. He's legit. Like, he's proven himself. He's had a 50-touchdown season at Houston. Mm-hmm. He's coming here as a dual-threat quarterback. He's really doing a great job with his leadership, setting the tone. I think that's the big thing. And, you know, in college football, if you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance. And De'Eriq is that guy. He can do it in multiple ways. And that's why you feel like this can be a good season for Miami. Regardless of the results that happen on Saturday, it just doesn't have a season where even though there are holes with the team, this isn't a perfectly constructed team by any means, but I just feel like it's going to be a successful year because of King and things he's able to do and really just really helping with so many different things that he's able to do.
Right. It's not like they're eking out wins either. I mean, especially this last weekend, 52-10 against Florida State, a big win against Louisville, and then obviously a big win against UAB to start the year. De'Aaron King, I think, is the thing we all paid attention to when he transferred to maybe take Miami to a different level. What has stood out the most to you just from getting a chance to watch him now through 3 weeks in the Hurricane offense? And then are you surprised maybe by how quickly he's been able to adapt considering no spring ball, the fall camp schedule was all screwed up? Just are you surprised at how quickly he's eased into it?
So yeah, with that, I think you're looking at, Miami went 6-7 last year. So just because you add in a De'Aaron King, you know, how much of a difference does that make? So they changed the offensive coordinator as well. And he's coming in with a little bit more, you know, a lot faster tempo. Last year at SMU, he was second in the country in plays per game. So they want to implement that power spread attack, and that certainly helped. And so the combination of King and Lashley, the coordinator, has really made a difference. And I guess in just watching De'Aaron from what he did at Houston and seeing him at Miami with practices and games, practices in the spring that we're able to see, but just the ability was there. I think the biggest thing is what stands out to me with his ability and watching his videos over the summer's workout stuff that he did. He really let people in on the drills he was doing, the workout stuff. So you got to see his ability with his footwork in particular. I thought was really good. He's not going to essentially not bottom out, if that makes sense. Like, he's always going to be solid at the minimum. And then he has a chance for greatness. He's had big time games already, the 300 passing, 100-yard rushing, games like that. Like, he just has that potential. So that's what you've seen. That's been the biggest impact, where even things look like their drives are stalling out or they have a bad drive, it doesn't feel like when watching them it's going to sustain. It feels like they're always back in it the next drive, wherever they're at, and have a chance to move the ball up and down the field. And that has not always been the case at Miami in recent years. I think that's the biggest thing, is like that you're standing out with De'Aaron, that the offense always has a chance to score and move the ball. Yeah. And they've got really good pieces as well, particularly with the tight end position. They've got above average tight end in Brevin Jordan. The receivers are just solid, no real standouts there. And that could eventually hurt them later on during the year, but right now they're just kind of providing some play. And then the running game is really good. I think that's been a surprise. They got two young freshmen that they're doing well, with Cameron Harris mixed in. He's been a reserve, and he stepped up his game. So really the totality of the offense being balanced, and De'Aaron providing what he can do in the air as an efficient quarterback and not making mistakes and making right plays. And then with what he's able to do running the ball, he already has over 150 rushing yards, and he just can really do it all. And that's really what the most impressive thing is. He's just a multi-talented guy.
Yeah, this is Chris Stock, our guest here on the Daily Ticker. Miami heading down to Clemson as their number 7 in the country right now, 3-0. Chris runs InsideTheU.com, the Miami Hurricanes 24/7 website. I'll get you out here with a two-parter, Chris. One, what does this mean for the program if they can get a win? And two, what is your prediction for what is going to happen on Saturday?
Well, getting a win against Clemson, that's really ran through the ACC for years now. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is widely considered the best quarterback in the country. I think he's a Heisman Trophy, certainly the leader, 28-1 as a starter. So for Miami, if they could pull off this upset somehow, would obviously be huge, because like I said, I think this is a season where, regardless if they don't win that game, I still think it's going to be a positive year for them. You know, you look at, honestly, the big thing with this game is, you know, Miami got drilled last time they played Clemson. 2017 was the last one, the ACC title game. They go out and get blown out 38-3. Yeah. That's coming off before they get beat 58-0. So the last two times you've played Clemson, you've flat out got blown out. And I think, without a question, I think that you've got to be competitive in this game. You cannot get blown out. You cannot throw away all the momentum you've gained. Even if the results are not going well, you just cannot get blown out. And I think that's going to be a big step in this program. I know you're not looking at a program like Miami to have moral victories in a sense, but if they want to have a successful season, I think they've got to be competitive. But if they get that win, it obviously mean a lot, because you feel like you can build on it. It doesn't feel like it would be a one-off win if they pull it off. I'd be surprised, honestly. I'd be surprised if they pull off the win. I think Lawrence in the passing game, I don't think the pass defense for Miami is a strength. They're sitting middle of the road right now in the ACC. Only three games in, but the pass efficiency defense is also middle of the road, right around eighth in the conference. So I think their secondary can be thrown on, and they're really going to rely on, honestly, just two safeties. They got their third safety is going to be out the first half, suspended because of an ejection and targeting. And really, they're just going to roll out three corners. The next guys on the depth chart are freshmen that they really prefer not to use. So I think with the guys they have, I think there's a little bit of a depth issue, particularly in that first half. And like I said, Clemson's been so good. So I think it'd be tough to pick the win for Miami.
Yeah, great stuff. Chris Stock runs InsideTheU.com covering the Miami Hurricanes for 24/7 Sports. Big college football matchup this week, and I'm looking forward to it. De'Aaron King is a lot of fun, and I'm just kind of one of those guys. I don't necessarily root for Miami, but I think it's really vital and important and great when Miami is relevant in the college football landscape. Chris, thanks so much for hopping on with us today, man. Great insight, and we'll have to catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Enjoy the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.